With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is something that so many Americans have been hoping and praying would not happen. President Trump referring to one of the two National Guard members shot this week in Washington, D.C.
She was savagely attacked. She's dead.
Mr. Trump announcing the passing of 20-year-old specialist Sarah Beckstrom. Her fellow West Virginia National Guard member, 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf, continues fighting for his life. He remains hospitalized in critical condition. The accused gunman is an Afghan national brought to the United States under President Biden's watch in 2021.
The shooting is throwing a spotlight on Operation Allies Welcome, a program that brought around 76,000 Afghans to the United States after the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Sources say the suspect was granted asylum in April after serving in an Afghan army unit that worked with the CIA in Kandahar. In a post on social media, President Trump reiterated his goal to rescreen every Afghan who entered the country under the program.
We must take all necessary measures to ensure the removal of any alien from any country who does not belong here or add benefit to our country. If they can't love our country, we don't want them.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Firefighters in Hong Kong have found more bodies in a high-rise complex after a massive fire engulfed seven buildings. The death toll has risen to 128, with many people still unaccounted for. It's here. It's Black Friday, still the busiest shopping day of the year, a make-or-break day for some retailers. And Wall Street gets back to work today following the Thanksgiving break. It will be a shortened trading day with the market closing at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The market scored a four-day win streak prior to the holiday break. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 42 points. This is SRN News. The world's strongest woman is a man.
Officials have stripped the title from Jamie Booker after discovering that she is actually a man living as a woman. He outdistanced the competition at the World's Strongest Woman Championship in Arlington, Texas this month. The rules bar transgender athletes, but organizers say Booker slipped through. Other competitors, led by runner-up Andrea Thompson, urged an investigation which led to Booker ultimately being stripped of the title. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of public school students, parents, and taxpayers has filed a lawsuit challenging Tennessee's new statewide school voucher program. They claim that allocating nearly $150 million in state funds to help parents send their kids to private and religious schools is unconstitutional. Similar scholarship and voucher initiatives have proliferated in conservative states where parents are pulling their kids out of the public schools in record numbers. This is SRN News. In London, they're auctioning off an egg, but it's not just any egg. This is a rare Fabergé egg.
Christie's auction house in London says the winter egg is valued at more than $26 million. It's one of only seven such eggs remaining in private hands. The egg is made from rock crystal with a snowflake motif of platinum and 4,500 tiny diamonds. It opens to reveal a basket of jeweled quartz flowers. The egg was commissioned by Tsar Nicholas II in 1913 as a present for his mother. It changed hands several times and was believed lost until it was auctioned in 1994. Karen Shamas, London.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and the Premier of the oil-rich province of Alberta have agreed to work on building a pipeline to the Pacific coast to diversify the country's oil exports beyond the U.S. More details, SRNNews.com.